Okay, so welcome to the show. Merry Christmas Day, and hope you had a great Christmas, and maybe you're hearing this on the next day or not, or if you're listening to this on a Christmas night, then Merry Christmas Day, or either way, but Merry Christmas. So Merry Christmas, hope you had a good time with your family, and I hope it was good, so that's all I gotta say about that. So I'm just, watching the, Bucks and Cardinals game, and the Bucks had opportunities to make big plays and big touchdown catches, but they don't seem to really, apply themselves. I don't think it's Brady, I just think it's the team. I don't think the team, wants to do anything. I don't think the team wants to help Brady. They just kind of stand there, I don't want to help this guy. This guy has 7 Super Bowls. He don't need help. It's yeah, he does. If I was a receiver, oh, hell yeah, I would catch those balls and help him as I can, It's just, I don't get it. I don't get Tampa Bay. I don't think it's Brady. I mean, sure, there's some personal things has happened in his private life, whatever, but when it comes to the field, it's you gotta, help your guy, He's a legend, It's you gotta step up and help him. So, you cannot just stand there No, you gotta step up. You kinda have to, be hard. It's like, come on, let's go. Let's get on the same page. Don't just stand there. Let's go. Come on. Go. That's why Brady's I think he's frustrated with the team. I don't think Brady's gonna be there next year. I think he's gonna play somewhere else, I don't like the Niners, but maybe he'll play for some other team, but I don't know. We'll see where it goes. But I think he's gonna play somewhere else. That's my opinion. So, I don't think he's gonna stay in Tampa Bay. I think he's gonna, go somewhere else to play, and that's that. And hopefully he'll do better than he is this year, So, I mean, Brady's trying to do everything he can to step up, make big plays and, as he can. And he looked good, but yet Bucks had some opportunities, but the penalties hurt them, So, I don't know. They're not well coached. They're not really on the spot. They don't really seem to do anything. So they're their lowest scoring team. And, Green Bay is kind of the same way, but except Green Bay, scores more points than Tampa. I think Green Bay has a better shot to make it to the playoffs than Tampa. Green Bay has not been having a great season. But, they won in Miami, so, they upset the Dolphins, so I'm actually happy about that, As long as they, win games and, they got, they're gonna play Minnesota and Lambeau. That should be a good one against a great football team who won the, division. So, you gotta get the Vikings a lot of credit, They always kind of find ways to, win in big moments, especially in the game, basically, it's unbelievable how they do it. It's just, it's just craziness. And you gotta give credit to them, You do. You got to give them a lot of credit on. It seemed like every game they always want to, they just pulled off. They're down by, let's say about 20 points, and they always come back, later, in the late fourth quarter, and they always find a way. It's kind of like that. They got that something about the Vikings. But I don't see Minnesota making it to the Super Bowl. Do I think they're going to make it to the championship? No. I think Philly will knock them out. I think San Francisco will knock them out. I think it's going to be Philly and San Francisco in the NFC Championship game. And I think the Niners are going to win that one. I think the Niners are a stronger team. And I think they're going to play Buffalo or Kansas City or Cincinnati, I think the Niners are the best team in the NFC, in my opinion. I just think they are. So, Garoppolo keeps getting hurt, And, we'll see if he returns or not to the playoffs, but we'll see on there. So, especially with a rookie quarterback, that's impressive. You know, doing very well. But I didn't really like how the Niners kind of handled the Jimmy G situation. I just didn't like it, how they want to get rid of him. It's like I didn't really understand it. I was kind of being a little critical about that, and you know. And I wasn't really one. Well, you know, you don't want to be critical about it. It's like, I mean, they got a good coach, they got a good GM, and they got good everything. But they're trying to, like, you know, move Jimmy away. Come on, Jimmy, get out of our way, you know. But that didn't work out. So, you know, I mean, just, I didn't agree with that. And I didn't like how they kind of mishandled the Garoppolo situation. So, but, you know, but the Niners are doing well. So you gotta give them credit. I just think the Niners are, they're best team in the AFC. They're great. They know how to run the football. They know how to, like, make big plays. I just think they know what to do, basically. So you got to give them the best. You got to be the best in the AFC. I think you got to give them credit. They're just the best, in my opinion. So, I mean, Dallas, they'll get in the playoffs and fuck up something, what they always do. It's like, it seems like when Dallas always gets in the playoffs, it seems like they always want to fuck up on some play. Some last play or some whatever, you know. But they'll screw up on some play. They'll end up playing the Niners again, or maybe their Eagles or something, or whoever, you know. Or maybe Green Bay, who knows. So, but, you know. But we'll see. I just think the Niners are going to be in the Super Bowl. I think Buffalo's going to be in the Super Bowl. But I didn't really understand, like, everybody's but picking Buffalo to win the Super Bowl at the beginning of the season. I didn't really understand it. It's like Buffalo. It's like, oh, Buffalo this. Buffalo against San Francisco. Buffalo against, I don't know, New York or whatever, you know. So I didn't really understand. Like, now I understand. I think it's going to be Buffalo and San Francisco in Arizona. And I think who's going to win that one? I'm not sure. You know, can't get against Buffalo, so it's hard to say. I gotta think about that kind of question. So it's hard to say. Still, it's still early, but to make that decision to kind of pick. But you know, that's what I think. But who knows? Just wanted us to point that out. So you know, that's that basically. So you know. I mean, 22 is, gonna come to an end soon, and, yeah, I mean, this year for me, I have to say this year is maybe, like, how do I say this? I was thinking about this earlier. It's like, I think this year is probably the most important year than any year in my life. I mean, I think this year will go down the most important year in my life than any year before. You know, I just think this year has taught me a lot of things, and, you know, I mean, I pretty much been forcing myself to do, you know, uncomfortable situations, and I have. I kind of pushed myself to do things I didn't really want to do. You gotta push yourself. You have to push yourself. You know? And I should have done this years ago. And I wish I'd have stepped up, you know, when I was younger, but I didn't. But, you know, I'm just, you know, I mean, but that's okay, but, you know, I mean, I'm pushing myself to, you know, take some risk, do what you can, and that's pretty much what you gotta do, basically. You know, you gotta like get out of your comfort zone. You know, like focus on the things that matter that you really want to do. You have to get a you know, that comfort zone. You do, you know, you really do. And I said this before. And it's not the first time, the second time. You got to get out of your comfort zone. You think, oh, you get in your own comfort zone, your little comfortable world or whatever. It's like, that's not going to help you grow. You got to get out of there and just grow. You got to do something, you know, and to prove to people wrong. You know, like you can do anything. You can, you know, it's like I was thinking about this, like, what was this, the other day, whatever. It's like, I had just like this thought. It's like, if you told me, like, if anything's possible, I'd say, nah. I don't believe you. It's like now, it's like years later, I'm like, now I believe you. You know, it's just amazing how time just flies and things change and you get older and you hit a certain age. It's like, wow, you know? And, you know, you gotta be real. You gotta get out of your comfort zone. You gotta take some risk. do something, you know? And I pretty much cooked myself up to do that, and I, you know, especially in, you know, hard situations, and I have, and I've proven to be, you know, proven to be a better person than I have, and I've just been pushing myself hard, you know? And there's some things I've been hard on myself, but there's things like, come on, go, go. No excuses, go. And I did, so I'm proud of myself, and I'm, if you do the same thing, I'm proud of you as well, you know? I mean, I'm not the only one who's going through some struggles this year, and, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people that are going through struggles, and, you know? And, it's, you know, 22 has been a, been a challenge. There's been challenges for sure, but, I mean, I think this year has been taught me a lot of things, and I'm sure has taught a lot of people other things as well, so, you know, I just think it's more like a, you know, a teachable year, I think. But I think next year is going to be something, you know, besides the economy, it's going to be going to go likely in a recession and, you know, everything that's going on. So, you know, it's just, you know, I mean, you know, people are worried about, oh, this is going to happen. It's like, you know, it's like you got to study these things and you'll be fine, you know? You know? Like, don't listen to talking heads and listen to the right people, you know? That's all I got to say, basically. So, you know? You know, you just gotta listen to the right people. You gotta listen to the people who had more, wisdom than you, and, you know, and I, you know, you gotta listen, and, you know, I think next year is gonna be something, so, you know, I think, you know, I have a lot of projects, for one, so, for next year, and, I've been kind of just complaining, I wanna do this, I wanna do that, I wanna think big. It's like, you gotta tell yourself, it's like, don't think small, think big. Why think big? Because you want to have big dreams, big goals, big whatever. But you got to take things a little time to time. But it's called baby steps at first. Once you get in, you get in. You know, it's baby steps at first. And you just kind of tackle your goal, and that's that, basically. So, you just gotta go after her and do what you gotta do, basically. So, and, do I think some people don't like the new me? I mean, it's not really the new me, it's just, I don't know. I mean, part of me doesn't care, and part of me does, you know? It's like, I don't care. It's like, you know, it's what it is. You know, there's some things you can't change, you just have to focus on what you can control, not control, basically, you know? And you just have to kind of do what you gotta do, you know, be respectful and be whatever, you know, so, you know. And I'm sure I'm not the only one who's going through the same footsteps, you know, going through struggles and, you know, what to do, you know, but I think I've gotten better. I'm sure the same with you. So, you know, so you just gotta focus, you know, what you can control and not control, basically. So, you know, you just gotta do what you gotta do, basically, on there. So, focus on that as well. So, you'll get better on that. So, you know, you gotta give yourself confidence. You gotta get yourself motivated, you know? And it's hard at first. And I hear you. You know? So, you know, it's just, but it works out later in life. So, you know. So, you know, just whatever, so, you know. I mean, I've been listening to good podcasts this year. It's like, it seemed like this year I've been listening to, like, a lot of good, like, especially, like, health podcasts, business podcasts. This thing's just changed my mind. Something just blows my mind. I'm like, wow. I mean, you can just kind of, you know, I mean, it's like, they don't teach us this stuff when we're younger. It's just like we're not taught how to manage our stress levels and what to do and how to start a business. They didn't really teach us these things when we were younger. Like, I mean, especially like parents, they don't do. It's like, no, you gotta like kind of figure out and kind of, you know, listen and get some help, whatever. So, and you gotta be real. Like, just don't ignore facts. You kind of have to just kind of, find a way to get better, and you will. So it just takes time, it's like, I had this thought, a while back. It's like, I think about negativity, the defense. Negativity is the defense, and I'm the quarterback, and I've been trying to just, how would I say this? It's like I'm trying to escape a sack. Remember that one Super Bowl game where the Giants or the Patriots, where the Giants were third and 10 or whatever, in big moments, and Eli was almost gonna get sacked, and he kind of found a way to throw it to one of his tight end and caught it. I kind of been thinking like that, basically. That's pretty much me, try to escape from the negative and make a big something. That's pretty much, that's what I've been kind of been thinking. You just gotta kind of find a way, in critical moments, and you'll get better. So, especially in whatever, it's just how it goes, but you always gotta find a way to get better, he's always gotta find a way. That's all you can do, and you'll get better, and it'll work out later on what happens. So when it does, it works out. So trust me, it will. But So anyways, I just wanted to record for a little bit. I'm gonna go watch this game and second half started, and I'll talk to you then. So take care. Merry Christmas.